Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on The Voice of New York.
710 WOR.
And a very good morning to you. This is Michael Riedel along with Len Berman. Len, no two ways about it. It is going to be a challenging day here in the tri-state area with a second nor'easter whipping us around this morning.
Good morning to you, Michael Riedel. And yes, looks like the worst of it is going to be this afternoon.
So. Yeah, it's okay out now. You know, yeah. I came to work this morning, a little bit of snowfall. But I got to say, the city is prepared because there were snow plows rumbling all over downtown on my way to work today. But it's going to be really tough this afternoon getting home from the office. 8 to 12 inches for New York City and North Shore of Long Island. 4 to 8 inches coastal Long Island and the south of the LIE and west of the William Floyd. We got rain. We got snow. We're going to have wind. Mass Transit, New Jersey Transit, is operating on a modified train schedule. Metro North operating on a reduced weekly schedule. Amtrak is operating on a modified schedule. And 1,300 flights, more than 1,300 flights, have been canceled out of JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark. So watch your phone alerts on the airline cancellations. Check with the airlines to see. I have a feeling if you were going to try to get out of the city today, Len, you know, you might as well go see a Broadway show tonight because you're going to find something.
Where can you get tickets?
You can get tickets the TKTS booth. I would go to the box office. If you're going to be stranded here in the city and you can't get out and you're in a hotel, go to the box office of a Broadway show. Tickets will be available for a lot of the shows because, remember, people are going to be canceling. They're not going to want to come in to see shows tonight. So you can probably score some tickets to Hamilton and Escape to Margaritaville and Hello, Dolly and all the big shows. So
Well, also the concern is in New Jersey, where they're going to really get a good portion of this snowstorm. The governor, Phil Murphy's already declared a state of emergency. State offices have been closed there for non-essential workers. As far as schools, lots of schools in New Jersey closed. New York City schools are open.
Yeah, they're open today.
And the big concern, I think, again, because with the snow this afternoon, Michael, they're predicting big winds.
Yep.
You already have all the outages from Friday. Some of them are still there. For example, there are still 28,000 without power in New Jersey. There's still 18,000 Con Edison. So you've got about 50,000 without power still in our area. And it's going to perhaps get worse because if it's a heavy, wet snow, which they're predicting, here we go on the power lines, on the trees.
On the trees falling on top of cars and on the power lines and whatnot. Yeah. So, yeah, all right. All right, so that's one storm. Now, there's another storm brewing down in Washington, and that's the Stormy Daniels storm, which seems to be engulfing Donald Trump, our president. Yes, Stormy Daniels has sued Donald Trump because he apparently paid her this hush money, not to talk about their affair, but in the court documents, she signed them, and I believe her name is Stephanie Clifford's.
Yes.
Donald didn't sign them he was supposed to sign them. And his
Wasn't there a different name they were using?
Yes, his alias. So I thought it was Dennis the Menace, but apparently it's David Dennison.
David Dennison.
And you can see, you know, I was watching CNN last night and they had the documents. And you see her signature and his lawyer signs it. But where there's DD, David Dennison, there ain't no signature. And she's saying, hey, he didn't sign the documents. Well, so therefore, I can come out and tell my story.
What if he had signed it as David Dennison?
Then she would not be able to tell the story.
Really?
But he didn't. I don't know. I really don't know. He can't sign it Donald Trump because if he signed it Donald Trump, someone would get hold of it and say, hey, there's Donald Trump.
Right.
But she is claiming that she can speak up. And here's what's going on, Len. I mean, she wants to sell her story to the highest bidder because she settled the idiot for only $130,000 from him to keep her mouth shut.
She didn't know he'd wind up being president of the United States all these years later.
I would have held out for more.
That's a chunk of cash.
I would have held out for more. $130,000 to keep your mouth shut about Donald Trump. And remember, they came to him when he was running, came to her when he was running for president. So she knew it was in the mix. Yeah. That's how they tried to keep her quiet. But you know what she's doing. She's going to sell her story for $1 million to the National Enquirer or something like that. And my feeling, Len, my feeling is if you voted for Donald Trump, you didn't vote for an altar boy. All right. You know, the guy was a playboy. He was the most famous playboy in New York City. All this stuff has been through the ringer and it is not going to have one effect on anybody who supported Trump or who still supports Trump. It's just going to be fodder for Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and The New York Times.
For the most part, you're right. But with the only caveat that there may have been campaign laws that were broken.
Well, so we get in the woods there, but
yeah, in the weeds, yeah.
Deeply but in anyway. The weeds.
So, oh, your top three started with a storm and went to stormy. So, how are you going to finish out? You got a theme here. What's your? How are you finishing up? No, the top three is serious.
No. Yeah. You know, headlines in the Post and the Daily News.
Both today. The same today. Same.
Why was she behind the wheel? The driver who killed two kids had many health issues. Dorothy Bruns, 44 years old, who plowed into those kids who killed Joshua Liu, 1 year old, and Abigail Blumenstein, 4 years old. Mm. The mothers of these kids are okay, and we know that Ruthie Ann Miles, who I know from Broadway, she won a Tony Award for The King and I, she is in stable condition in the hospital, and her unborn seven-month-old baby has a strong heartbeat. Has a strong heartbeat, we're told. So that is the good news in all of this.
Well, later this morning, we'll be speaking with Ruthie Ann's friend, who we spoke with yesterday, Deborah Lee Daco, who's out on the West Coast. She has a good medical update for us. And when it comes to the fundraising,
incredible,
what's going on GoFundMe, I was just looking when I got in this morning. They had a goal of $5,000 to help her out. It's now over $330,000, Michael.
Wow. And Lin-Manuel Miranda has picked it up, and he's promoting, and all the big Broadway stars are really urging you to support Ruthie Ann Miles because, my God, what a road she has ahead of her.
You know what I wonder, and I know it sounds morbid, I wonder if she knows about Abigail.
I don't know. I mean, when do you, here's the thing, when do you tell mother that her
daughter.
There is no good time, but I mean, when do you, you know, she's got to come out of
her health has
in.
To be, she has
that's
got to
be,
gotta
be first. Yeah. You know, you tell her, here's your baby, your unborn baby is okay. And then the next news is a horrible blow.
You know, there's a picture, if you go to the GoFundMe page for Ruthie Ann Miles, there's a picture of Ruthie Ann and her now deceased 4-year-old daughter. It's an absolutely beautiful picture, Michael. It's just just heartbreaking. This 4-year-old with this big smile on her face. And
It's up on our site at 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. Also in the Post, there's, you know, let's not forget Lauren Liu, the other mother, and her son Joshua Liu. There's a heartbreaking picture of her, Lauren Liu, with a big smile and little Joshua, his head on her shoulder. It's really terrible.
I heard someone make the point, and maybe it was on the website, that maybe all the money that's being raised for Ruthie Ann could be shared with the other family as well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
they suffered just a horrendous loss.
So, absolutely.
And they were friends, you know.
Now, here's what I understand. I mean, this woman has, in the past 19 months, this Bruns woman, ticketed 4 times for running red lights, 4 times for speeding in school zones, and neighbors worried about her worsening medical woes. Why does she still have a driver's license?
I don't know. What are the laws? Can you take away a driver's license? We've talked about this with guns. Can you take away a driver's license?
Someone who's, you run a red light? That's illegal.
Well, she has MS.
Well, that doesn't excuse you from running the red light.
No. I'm not saying that, but she has MS. Seizures she suffers from. Has a heart condition. I guess, would it be up to a doctor to say you cannot drive a car and you cannot? Who's the authority that says you can't get behind the wheel? You can't have a license.
And I suppose you get into these difficult area of the privacy of the person's medical records. And I don't know if a doctor is supposed to call the traffic police and say, hey, this woman should not be behind the wheel. But clearly, she should not be behind the wheel because she killed 2 toddlers.
Well, obviously, it's just it's heartbreaking. And I think they're, police are still grappling with charges, but if she had a seizure, I mean, what do you do? I mean, what's the charge? Negligence, or she shouldn't have been behind the wheel. Well, that would be the possible.
Manslaughter,
absolutely. That's the possible charge, but how do you, I don't know. I think it's a tough call. I really do.
Yeah, it's really difficult. So are you, do you agree with me that there is absolutely no chaos in the White House, despite Stormy Daniels and, Cohen resigning? Andy?
Well, I did see a tweet from John Carl, who we hope to have on later this morning. He's the White House correspondent for ABC News.
Yeah.
Saw a tweet from him that says this Gary Cohn loss is a big one for the White House. You know, Carl's a pretty, very objective guy. And people think if you work for ABC or NBC or CBS, that you're mainstream media and you're by. You know, he's worked for a lot of administrations. Trust me, he asked tough questions, news conferences for years of all presidents. And he says this is a big loss. This guy was a real head. heavy hitter in the administration.
Absolutely. A lot of people say that, you know, the real adults in the room, as they like to call them around Trump, have all left. And Gary Cohn was the last adult there. But apparently, you know, he can't go with Trump on the issue of tariffs. I mean, he's a Wall Street guy. He's a free trader. I think he was there in the hopes that he could get Trump off that populist, let's raise the tariffs, have a trade war, that kind of talk that ginned up Trump's base that voted for him. And I think Gary Cohn was there to kind of just let's get away from that kind of hot rhetoric and be a little more sensible about economics.
And the other word that, filtered out, whether you choose to believe it or not, he was upset over the whole Charlottesville deal. Obviously, he's
Jewish,
idea of the neo-Nazis being equated with good guys on both sides. I think that upset him at the time. That was the word that came out of there.
He was obviously threatening to resign at that time, you know, but he didn't. But he didn't, so he stuck around. And then we got Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Well, she's now accused of violating the Hatch Act because she went out and
supported
campaigned and supported Roy Moore, which you can't do legally if you're in the White House, if you're working for the government. So they want to bring her up on charges of that. That's a kind of minor thing.
So anyone who works for the White House can't get involved in campaigns?
If you're a government official, you can't come out there and say, hey, vote for Roy Moore.
Okay.
Vote for this person. Vote for that person.
How about buy Ivanka's goods at Neiman Marcus?
Well, she got a little hot water for that as too, as you well know, Len. So.
But you're right. I think these are minor things.
I think the Stormy Daniels thing is going to blow over like a storm because I think it's been litigated in the election. Nobody elected Trump thinking that he was Mr. Fidelity. He was Mr. Fidelity, okay? And by the way, here's how we feel about presidents now. Clinton had his extramarital affairs, as we know. Trump has his. You know, when it comes to presidents, we're all European now. The Europeans accept their politicians have these crazy private lives. So you, Len, as a media elite person, should be happy and embrace the fact that we're all Europeans when it comes
to... And you as a right-winger will support the president no matter what he does.
That is not true. If he screws up, I will not support him. But in the meantime, Stormy Daniels is going to blow over. But how much snow are we actually going to get here? We'll get an extended forecast from WOR meteorologist Ray Stajic when we return. And now, Vernie Viter, 30 Viter with traffic.
OR. At 6:24 in the morning, welcome everyone on what promises to be a very, very snowy and windy and tough afternoon. Please don't be fooled by what's going on now. Obviously, as you're driving around, I'm guessing in the city, and you can call us and tell us otherwise if it's worse where you are, but the city right now isn't bad. We're guessing the tough stuff is later. Our number is 800-321-0710 if you see worse conditions around the area. Michael, but I think the worst stuff is going to be later.
Very important what you say, though, Len, because it doesn't look so bad out now, so you can be fooled into thinking, well, I can keep to my plans today, but if you go out and you get stuck this afternoon, you're going to have to ride a snowplow home, it looks like.
Well, we were talking earlier, if you just joined us, about the tragic Brooklyn accident and the fact that 44-year-old Dorothy Bruins was still driving, and she had medical issues, suffered from MS and seizures and heart problems. The Post and the Daily News both have a similar front page tabloid headline.
It is the question of the day.
Why was she driving?
Yep.
Yeah. So we question, well, what does it take to get a license taken, or how's all that work? So Mark in Brooklyn, who's an Uber driver, wants to weigh in. Mark, what are your thoughts here?
Okay, the way you keep your license is, if you get a ticket, you plead not guilty. It can get postponed for up to for a year. Then you postpone it again and again. Okay? After 18 months, if you're found guilty, the ticket goes on your license and off your license the same day. So therefore, she has no points and no suspension.
Wow. All right. Thanks, Morgan. Well, that's...
Well, she's got two dead children on her hands. That's what she's
got. I don't know
if
that was a good call to take or not. Teaching people how to beat the system. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for listening. Drive safely today.
Bye. It's really upsetting, though. I mean, I know Ruthie Ann Miles, the woman who lost her 4-year-old Abigail, great Broadway actress, a lovely, lovely woman, and it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, the whole thing. So.
Right, absolutely. We're going to go to Ray Stajic at the Weather Channel in just a moment.
WOR. Winter Storm Update.
There you go. You got the big intro, Ray Stajic at the Weather Channel, our chief meteorologist WR.
You got your ominous theme music, Ray.
Chief Mayor.
Ray, right now, people are saying, what the hell are we talking about? There's virtually nothing going on in the city, so why don't you set us straight on what we're about to see?
What you're about to see is going to get worse before it gets better.
Right now, most areas reporting any snow, reporting light snow, and even a little rain mixing in right now at JFK because temperatures are 33, 34 degrees. Up in White Plains where there is some snow, it's actually at freezing. So we're going to hover in that 32 to 35 degree range here this morning with occasional flurries and snow showers, but snow should start picking up late morning into the afternoon. Right now, starting to see some steadier snow right around Philadelphia and then rain further south as you get down near, let's say, the Wildwoods and Cape May down into Delaware. Now, the greatest pressure falls right now just off the Jersey coast. So that is where we are seeing low pressure start to develop now. So the transfer is occurring off to the coast, and that needs to happen first before we start getting the heavier precip. So that all comes in this afternoon, guys. A heaviest snow this afternoon through early tonight. So mid to late afternoon, including the rush hour this afternoon, is when the worst of it will be occurring. Now, we could be looking at snowfall rates up to 2 inches per hour. Some spots could get 3 inches per hour. So it's going to be a very heavy snowfall for maybe a 4 or 6 hour period this afternoon. And that's how we're probably going to get to our 8 to 12 inches.
Hey, Ray, what about the winds whipping up today?
Yeah, the wind's going to whip it around too. It may look like near blizzard conditions at times. You know, we're not calling it a blizzard, but you know how people exaggerate. The wind's going 20, 30 miles per hour. They'll be like, hey, it's a blizzard out there. Listen, it's going to look very wintry this afternoon. Now, the question will be how much mixing with rain and or sleet do we get? We do think some, especially Long Island and just south, where totals may be closer to potentially that 8 inch mark than in around the city, closer to maybe that 10 to 12 inch mark, maybe higher totals. The higher totals will be mainly confined to areas west and north that get less mixing. But the one thing still remains is that exact track of the low, and you guys know the drill. We get a track that brings a little bit more colder air in here, or if we stick with this all snow scenario, we may be closer to 12, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less if we do get a little more rain and sleet mixing in. So right now, I still think an impactful event this afternoon with the snow and the wind. Heaviest snow second half of the day in through early tonight. Just about everybody under a winter storm warning. Parts of Long Island, winter weather advisories, where they'll still see a few inches eastern half of Long Island, but probably see a little bit less with more rain around. But I'd say a pretty decent snow event. And I'd say impacts to travel most likely this afternoon. Could begin south a little bit later this morning.
Hey, Ray, weathermen never exaggerate, do they?
No. Nope, not us. We've got, I think, 12 people in the field and 16 extra people here in-house and 200-and-something meteorologists. We never exaggerate.
Hey, Ray, absolutely. Are you still looking at those 50-mile-an-hour gusts later?
Oh, no 50 gusts today.
No 50?
I think 30, maybe okay. 40 miles per hour. Well, 50, that's good. Maybe eastern New England.
So maybe there'll be less of the thought of the power outages. All right, Ray Stasek, Weather Channel. We'll check back with you throughout the morning. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Ray.
By the way, if you want to feel warm today, starting at 105 here on 710 WR, we have the Mets playing the Yankees in beautiful Florida. Weather's great down there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And so we will have the game broadcast and, of course, anything.
A better thing to do if you're in the house today, you don't want to go out, listen to the game.
Listen to the game. And during the game, Joe Bartlett and Jeff McKinney, every inning will be updating the storm situation. And that's when it's really going to hit this afternoon. So you got baseball and storm coverage right here on 710 WR this afternoon.
No reason to turn the dial anywhere else.
I'm looking forward to it. The Mets, Yankees, spring training, whenever they play, it's fun. All right, coming up on 6:30 and change, time for latest news headlines, and good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
Hello, Len. Michael, school is open in New York City today, by the way. Around the tri-state, though, a lot of kids have today off. Governor Phil Murphy over in New Jersey has declared a state of emergency, and he's warning the storm could cause power outages.
It has the potential to once again knock out power, including to those residents who just experienced outages stemming from the weekend nor'easter.
He is urging people to stay off the roads today. Con Ed facing criticism as more than 18,000 of their customers are still in the dark from Friday's nor'easter. The Con Ed chairman, John McAvoy, says it has been a tough storm to deal with.
A heavy wet snow, very high winds, prolonged winds as high as 70 miles an hour. And the third thing, a very saturated ground as a result of all of the precipitation. Put all those three things together and we ended up seeing tremendous tree damage.
Yeah, people without power don't want to hear any of those excuses. They are getting very frustrated because a lot of them still do not have it. There was one guy who was just yelling. He said, they told me I'd get it back by March 9th. That's 2 days from now.
Jeez. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, imagine that. President Trump losing another member of his inner circle. Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn announced his resignation, stepping aside after losing the battle with the president over tariffs. He was opposed to them. Stock futures sharply lower this morning. All this happening after the market closed yesterday. Push for charges against that driver involved in the Brooklyn accident that killed two young children. Dorothy Bruns behind the wheel despite being ticketed four times for running red lights, another 4 times for speeding in a school zone. In addition to that, she had numerous medical problems, a heart issue, some seizures and things like that. A lot of people say she should not have been behind the wheel of a car.
A lot of people, everybody should say that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she herself should have realized that, too. And sadly, a 1- and 4-year-old child both killed by this accident. And, you know, reading about her behavior, it's disturbing. Witnesses said after that accident, she got out of the car and did not ask if anybody was hurt.
Really?
Seemed very unconcerned with what had just happened. She went on her phone and started texting, and they said she acted as if she had just parked her car.
Wow.
You know what my question is, and maybe I just don't know enough about it, Joe and Michael. I mean, this, you know, we've heard this emphasis about taking guns away from people who shouldn't have guns. How do you take driving privileges away from somebody who shouldn't be driving? Is there a system in place? Is that a hard thing to do?
If you speed in a school zone, as she has done, if you run red lights, as she has done, I think there is ample reason to take away her license.
And you compound her just that kind of behavior with the fact that she had seizures.
Yeah.
She should not be driving. I think absolutely. Right now, most of it is self-regulated, unless you have a lot of heavy traffic fines, they'll take it away. As a matter of fact, her license has been suspended now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's not going to be driving anymore.
I should hope so.
Yeah, well, it's too late.
Too late. Exactly. It is too late.
All right. Thanks, Joe Bartlett. You know, I just wanted to mention, you talked about the Dow futures being down. I just looked it up briefly. Over 300
right.
points. I mean, that's a big number.
It's a 1% drop, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Joe Bartlett, of course.
I don't think I want a trade war, and I voted for Trump. Oops.
Oops.
Oh, it'll be good. Don't worry about it. It's a loving tariff. Didn't
that's
you hear
what he said.
We can win, and we can win a trade war with a snap of our fingers, just like that.
Winnable.
Not a problem.
It's loving, Michael. Don't worry about it.
That's what it is. All right, thanks, guys. Coming up, is New York City ready for the big snow? We're going to talk live with Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia when we return. But first, let's see how the traffic's doing this morning. Here's Bernie Viter.
On 710 WOR.
And good morning, everybody. We are going to be whipped around by a nor'easter today. This is Michael Riedel along with Len Berman. Len, are you ready for the storm?
I am.
Out in Long Island? Are you?
Yeah. The encouraging thing I heard from Ray Stajic of the Weather Channel, who will be with us throughout the morning, is that he's not expecting those 50-mile-an-hour winds because that was the initial forecast, that you'd be getting those wind gusts.
Yep.
He said the most we might see is 30. And I think that's a plus.
Is that enough to knock over a tree?
Well, but it's just, I just power think, lines? The, you know, obviously the worse gusts, the worse you have for power lines and things like that. And we had all those power problems on Friday with that last storm, which didn't include heavy snow.
Right, right.
So you have heavy snow on trees and on power lines.
And we still have power outages all over the tri-state area. And we're going to probably have some more as this comes along. So the important thing, though, is it doesn't look bad right now. It doesn't look bad right now, but it's going to be brutal this afternoon. So plan accordingly. Just because you look out your window and it seems fairly tame right now, think twice before you go about your daily business because you could get stuck somewhere this afternoon when the storm really descends upon us.
Yeah, so. I think obviously the worst part is going to be later this afternoon. And in a moment, we'll be speaking with the Sanitation Commissioner, Catherine Garcia. First, we have Mark in Passaic. Mark wanted to weigh in on, we were talking about the tickets and the fact that the driver in Brooklyn who killed the two youngsters had several tickets, was still driving a car. Mark, you had some thoughts along those lines.
Yes, today, thanks to de Blasio, there's hundreds if not thousands of red light and speed cameras around the city that I call them the $50 selfie stick. That if you go 36, quote unquote, in a school zone, you know, they're all called school zones today because there's schools everywhere, you get a $50 ticket in the mail, you pay it, you're done, it's like a bad, easy pass bill. So when she got 4 tickets of each of those, I'm wondering are those really pulled over by a police officer with points, or they're just those $50 selfie stick tickets that she got and paid, and it's in the system like almost like a toll. So that's why there's no red flags on that. They don't even know if she was driving the vehicle, probably. But, yeah, it's in her name, the ticket. And when they search that up, they're going to find that. But it was probably never even on her record or anything like that.
Well, the problem with red light cameras, if I'm not mistaken, is you don't know who the driver is, right?
Yeah, it's just the license plate that comes through.
Right. But the ticket is made out to her because it's her. She owns a car. And she, quote-unquote, pleads guilty and sends in that ticket. So when the New York Post Daily News, they search her name, you know, in the government files, they're going to find she had four of each of those tickets. But they're not, like I said, I can't imagine, they're probably not pulled over by police officer real tickets that were definitely issued to her. They were issued to her vehicle.
Gotcha.
And therefore, it's not going to cause any red flags.
Right.
Hey, Mark, you're headed to work. Are you worried about the weather this afternoon?
Yeah, I drove through the Lincoln Tunnel. I drove through the Brooklyn Bridge. Your Ray Stajic says there's a rain with a mix of snow now in the city. I don't know what he's talking about. I would call this more like a light rain. I'm getting off the DQE onto Ocean Parkway as we speak. And I hope to leave early, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock before, you know, the heavy snow comes down. But it's a beautiful day. No cars on the road, just me.
Oh, you're good. You're sailing to work, my friend.
You live in New Jersey, so you're going to have a tough getting home, right?
Yep. We'll try to leave early by midday because they say the brunt of it's going to be in the afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. We just got word that the Sanitation Commissioner, Catherine Garcia, obviously she's
a little busy today, I would say, Len.
She's snowed under today.
That's cute. I wonder if she can drive a snowplow.
We'll ask her. We're going to reschedule, but she will be joining us later. Yeah. She just can't make it at this moment. But if you want to hear what she sounds like.
We will have over 693 spreaders available at the first snowflake, and then we will add to that an additional 1,600 plows.
So wow. The first flake, which is
one flake.
I saw the first flake this morning at 5 when you walked
yeah.
in.
But cheap shot.
Anyway, all right, now she's been rescheduled for 7:05.
All right.
So we'll talk to Catherine Garcia then right after the news at 7 o'clock. How about Tom and Whitestone? You wanted to weigh in on this driving and losing license or not thereof?
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I have epilepsy, and twice in my past, I've lost my license for a one-year term. You have to go a year seizure-free in order to get it back. In New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey all share information. So if you lose it in one state, you can't get it in the other. Pennsylvania is the only one with a shorter term. It's 6 months.
Tom, let me ask you, as someone who suffers from epilepsy, I mean, do you think... you know, it's a good thing that they're monitoring your condition so that you, God forbid, have a seizure while you're driving.
Absolutely, I certainly don't want to endanger anyone. It would be a terrible thing. So, and again, I'm not sure in New York because I've only been here for a couple of years whether the doctor's required to report it, but I know in New Jersey and Pennsylvania they are. So, and they told me to report the weather right now. I'm going over the Whitestone Bridge, and right now it's just wet. A little bit of flakes here and there, but nothing really. And I'm waving to the Trump golf course here.
Okay, good. And what are you waving? Are you using a hand or a finger?
Or a presidential seal?
Sorry, Len, but it's definitely with a hand.
Okay, no, you have to apologize to me. I'm just curious.
Tom, Len is so excited about Stormy Daniels. He thinks it's going to bring down the White House.
I think Stormy Daniels
is going to blow over like some overrated storm.
So to speak. Okay, Tom, thanks, and give our best to the golf course.
I really don't think the Stormy Daniels
thing means anything, and I happen to agree with you. I think the point you make, that the people know who they elect. Listen, if the Access Hollywood tape didn't derail his campaign, which many Republicans thought it would, if that didn't derail it, then he's fine. I mean, and this is in his past history, and the only issue is were campaign rules broken, and they'll sort that out. But no, this is not going to bring down
the president. I think the campaign rule stuff is really just too detailed for people to pay too much attention to, frankly, to be honest with you.
Do you think most things are too detailed
voted for Trump? Yes, absolutely.
We don't want details.
No question about it.
All you need to know is make America great again.
That's all we need to know, Len, and then we are fine. All right, hey, there's a push for criminal charges to be filed against a driver who killed two children in Brooklyn. We'll talk to Deborah Lee Dacko, a friend of the Tony Award-winning actress injured in the accident, coming up next. Plus, a check at the local airports, and if you are going to be getting out of town today when that storm really hits. Hey, our 2018 iHeart Music Awards are finally here. This Sunday night, the Forum in Los Angeles becomes a who's who of celebrities and artists on stage and in the audience. Find out who you pick to win and watch the biggest artists perform. Ed Sheeran, Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, and Charlie Puth, and many, many more. Anything can happen. So don't miss the iHeart Music Awards on TBS, TNT, True TV this Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And now let's go to traffic with Bernie Viter.
W-O-R.
Welcome back, everyone, as we await the storm at 6:54, along with Michael Riedel. And, Michael, the latest on the airports.
Yep.
1,500 flights have been canceled from the three major airports.
Wow.
The power outage numbers have gone down a little bit in the last hour. Con Edison is doing a little better, but still, 26,000 in New Jersey. That's a lot.
That is a lot. Absolutely.
So we talked to your friend again a few minutes ago.
Deborah Lee Dacco. She was in a musical called Here Lies Love with Ruthie Ann Miles, who was the star of that show. She played Imelda Marcos. And I got to tell you, Ruthie Ann Miles is a sensational Broadway performer, Len. And, you know, she lost that her four-year-old daughter, Abby. But, you know, the good news, if we can even call it good news in this horrible, but it is good news, that she's in stable condition and her unborn seven-month-old child has showing a strong heartbeat.
Yeah, well, that's the good news, silver lining. We don't know if she's been told about her daughter passing away, her four-year-old Abigail. But we did speak with Deborah Lee Dacco in California a few moments ago.
So we've been talking about this terrible, terrible tragedy in Brooklyn yesterday, the woman who ran down those two kids and killed them. And we spoke to Deborah Lee Dacco, who's a friend of Ruthie Ann Miles.
She's doing fine.
Yes, as far as I know, what we've heard, the heartbeat has been strong with the baby, and so we're all relieved to know that mother and baby are okay. It was just a sigh of relief and even some tears, because after all that's happened, it's just too much to bear for any additional, you know, grief. So it was really calming and just like really raising our hands of thanks. You know, thank you, God.
And you got to remember Abigail, her four-year-old daughter, who was killed. And I saw, because she had, Ruthie Ann had posted it, a really heart-wrenching video of Abigail when she was happy and singing. And a lot of Ruthie Ann's friends have seen that video. And you can't watch it without just being really shaken by it. So, all right. Well, Deborah Lee Dacco in Los Angeles, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And checking out that GoFundMe page, Michael, they had a goal of $5,000 to help out Ruthie Ann. And as of this minute, 6,400 people have donated a total of $331,573. Really remarkable.
Amazing. You know, I mentioned that video of Abby that Ruthie Ann sent out to a lot of her friends. I think it may have been on her Facebook page. And the little girl is learning a song that Ruthie Ann sang in Here Lies Love.
Oh,
and
wow.
She finishes the song. And she says, "I did it, Mom. I did it."
Oh, my God.
And she jumps up and down. All, so
Michael
happy.
Showed me, you know, it just makes you want to cry.
Absolutely.
It's really sad.
I showed it to my girlfriend. I said, "Here, you got to look at this. I mean, you got to remember Abby."
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
As a happy kid. And my girlfriend just saw the picture of her and said, I can't watch this.
That was I couldn't even watch
no,
it.
No, it's
couldn't
awful.
Do it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I looked at it and because, you know, I really believe, you know, this girl's gone. Got to remember her. When she was alive and happy, and she was so excited to have learned the song that her mother sang.
She looked like a little angel.
Love.
Man.
Oh, she was adorable.
Gosh.
Absolutely adorable. Tough stuff.
If you're interested in the GoFundMe page, we have a new a Twitter handle for our show now, because our brand new show is now on its third day already, Michael.
Wow.
And they haven't canceled us yet.
Working like you, it feels like I've been here 6 months, Len. Just kidding,
oh,
Len.
That's how you want to play?
Just kidding.
Riedel. Two could play this game.
Hey, Barlow, he called me a snowflake. He doesn't know what a snowflake is.
I called you a flake. I just called you a flake. Anyway, our Twitter handle is @LenMichaelWOR. Might not look bad yet, but this is going to change with the weather. We'll talk to Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia on how the city's preparing when we get back right after the news. It is 7 o'clock.
Your new wake-up call. Len Berman and Michael Reed. 710 WOR.
Good morning, everyone. No storm yet of major proportions, but we're expecting it to hit full time this afternoon.
Yep.
Anywhere from 8 to 12 in the city, and similar amounts or more in northern New Jersey and Westchester and Connecticut. Lots of airport cancellations. So this afternoon's the bullseye that we're going to be hit with, Michael Riedel.
12 to 6 inches, in fact, in northern New Jersey, they're expecting.
12 to 16.
12 to 16, right, yeah. Right. It'd be interesting if they went to 12 and then went down to 6. It melted fast, didn't it?
We are going to be speaking momentarily with the New York City Sanitation Commissioner, Catherine Garcia. She joins us during these storms and does a great job, and we'll get the update on what she's looking at and what they're expecting. Our big three stories this morning. Obviously, we're going to start with the big storm. We've got you covered, A to Z. The storm is going to ramp up later this morning, early afternoon, and it's going to get really bad. I mean, this afternoon commute is something to worry about. If you make it in fine this morning, that's one thing. Getting home is quite another.
Don't be deceived by the fact it looks pretty tame out there, because from what we're hearing, it's going to be brutal. So make plans accordingly for a brutal nor'easter whipping us around this afternoon.
Also in the big three, we have lots of Trump news. You have the economic advisor Gary Cohn resigning. You have the sanctuary city story. Mm-hmm. The Trump administration suing California over their stance on sanctuary cities. So this debate's not going away anytime soon.
California and the White House are at war with each other,
I think. Pretty much, yeah. And the president, I wonder if he'll ever travel to California during his presidency.
What is the point? What's the point? For that is the bluest of the blue states. There is no reason for him ever to go to California.
But it's interesting. If you go to if you go to Sacramento area,
it's
Fresno.
It's conservative there, yeah.
It really is.
If you go away from the coast, you get to conservative people there. And remember, you know, California, for most of its existence in the 20th century, was a Republican state. It gave us Richard Nixon and I think one of the great presidents of all time, Ronald Reagan.
There's a couple of them, yeah. So, also in presidential news, did you want to mention Stormy Daniels?
Oh, yes.
Stormy Daniels.
I don't know why there's no stormy in the sky.
She is now suing to make her non-disclosure agreement of her affair with Donald Trump. She wants to disclose it because she's claiming Trump never signed it. But he's not going to sign his name on it anyway.
Well, I mean, I saw on CNN, they showed the document, and she signed it. I think her name is Stephanie Cliffords or something like that. And then there's a place for Trump to sign it. David Dennison, I think, was supposed to be his alias. It says DD under it, but there's no signature there. So she's claiming that since David Dennison, i.e. Donald Trump, President of the United States, did not sign this document, she is free and clear to violate the agreement that
but
she would not say anything
money.
About the affair.
She took the
$130,000.
Isn't that a de facto acceptance of the agreement?
Well, you know, you'd be a good lawyer there, Bartlett.
Wow.
I think there's some openings available at the White House if you want to send your resume into the Oval Office.
Took the money. That's
she
deal.
Took the money. I think $130,000, she should have held out for more. That's nothing. I mean, Trump was running for president at the time this agreement went through. I would have held out for $500,000. She's a lousy lawyer, Stormy.
Well, but you have to understand that probably as a porn star, would you get $10,000 a movie or $5,000 a movie? So $130,000 looked pretty
good. Don't look at me. I don't know what the contracts for porn stars are.
Why am I looking at you? Yeah.
Well, the other thing it tells you, maybe the story's not that good.
That could be.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what's behind this is she says, okay, the guy's president now. I settle for $130,000. If I can just throw this agreement away, I can sell my story. Yeah. Whatever she has to say, I can sell it for $500,000, $1 million to the Inquirer, make the rounds, get a book deal, maybe get a legitimate kind of movie. Trump Love, starring Stormy Daniels.
And rounding out the big three, we have new details about the driver in that horrendous Brooklyn accident that killed two little kids yesterday, including the daughter of a pregnant Tony Award-winning actress who Michael happens to know. The driver suffers from MS and other health issues. Should that driver, Dorothy Bruns, 44 years old, should she have been behind the wheel? Now, we got an interesting email, because the ongoing discussion we've been having, because I'm a little fuzzy on the law here.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm not afraid to admit it, is that can people have their license? Well, yeah, you have enough accidents or tickets or whatever. You get points on your license, it's revoked, but we got the station got an interesting email from someone in law enforcement saying, I'll read you an email, regarding your conversation about the woman having the accident killing two people, suspending or revoking a license does not stop someone from driving. Well, that's obviously right. People drive all the time with a suspended or revoked license. This person, obviously a cop, says, I stop people routinely driving on suspended license.
Is there no punishment for driving on the suspended license?
But the
license?
Issue is with this woman, she had a license. That's not the issue. Yeah. We know people driving on licenses. She did not have hers taken away.
T ticketed four times for running red lights, four times for speeding in school zones, and neighbors worried about worsening health and medical woes. That's what they're saying here at the Daily News. So I don't know. It's baffling to me. I don't own a car. I can drive, but I've never owned a car in my life because I lived in New York City since I was 18 years old. So I don't really know anything about licenses and points and all this kind of stuff. But I would think if I'm running red lights and I'm speeding in school zones and I have a history of this, I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah, you throw into that the medical condition.
Now, de Blasio was faced with some protesters in Park Slope yesterday. Councilman Brad Lander was saying that obviously the driver should not have been behind the wheel.
In the last 2 years, got ticketed four times for running red lights and four times for speeding in a school zone. The fact that she was driving around at all says something is wrong with our laws.
Well, there we go.
There's a point, a very good one.
Yeah, there's something. Now, de Blasio was confronted outside the gym, because that's his neighborhood, you know, the Park Slope.
If you want to find him, go to the gym. Yeah.
Right. You're never going to find him at Gracie
is that
Mansion.
Let's see.
He's not going to be around City Hall, but he'll be at the gym.
We're going to protest the governor. Do we go to Gracie Mansion or City Hall?
Nah.
Buzz.
He does his press conferences on a treadmill.
Let's go to the gym.
I hear the point, man, but I also want to say the enforcement has been growing every single year.
He's saying, well, zero tolerance and all that stuff.
Well, this the intersection in Brooklyn where this Park Slope where this happened is a lot of people have complained about it being a dangerous intersection. I haven't seen it, so I can't describe it. But
there was one fatality, I think, a couple of years ago, and there's been a number of injuries there,
Yeah. Well, so the mayor, well, he was talking about the law, too.
I believe most of us are trying to do the same thing. We need stronger laws, we need more consequence, we need better street design, and we need more across the board.
Wow. Well, it seems like we need a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, really, just a gut-wrenching tragedy. Front page of the Post and the Daily News. This woman, Dorothy Bruns.
Bruns.
Joe, you said her behavior after the accident.
So the witnesses
was strange.
Said
she got out of the car, didn't think anything had happened, didn't ask if she'd hurt anybody, anything like that.
Keep in mind, she dragged those two children for a block. You'd think that would be upsetting.
One would think. Well, the minor silver lining, well, it's more than minor, is that the actress Ruthie Ann Miles is allegedly a report. You know, the hospital, we don't know exactly, but her friend tells us that she's doing well. We also hear she's 7 months pregnant.
And the baby has a strong heartbeat.
The baby has a strong heartbeat. So those things. I just can't imagine when Ruthie Ann Miles is going to find out that she lost her four-year-old daughter, Abigail.
Oh, my God. That just is a terrible thought.
I mentioned before we're waiting for the sanitation commissioner, Catherine Garcia. She's obviously in meetings. She's in the planning meeting. So, Catherine, you're forgiven for not calling in right now.
Hey, Catherine, I'm glad to hear you're in a planning meeting and not at the gym like your boss.
And you shouldn't be talking to a couple of yutzes like us on the radio. We'll hear from her at some point. She actually does a great job. But we have Alice Stockton Rossini at Penn Station, because the issue here, Alice, is people are coming in okay. How are they getting home?
Exactly. And, you know, we've got doubters. We've got people saying, I don't think it's going to happen. So I'm just coming in. I'm going to take my chances. And if the flakes fall, I'll leave work. But I got to tell you, it's very light here at Penn Station. It was very light at the PATH station. I took the PATH in. I took the subway. A far fewer people are commuting into the city today. So people are definitely thinking about this storm and think it might be a great day working home. It's just crappy out. People are kind of miserable. You know, it's just it's March. They're ready for spring. We got this storm coming. Some people are still waiting for power. And no sooner are they going to get it back on, it's going to go out again. It's some people have no choice but to come to work. They're nurses. They're doctors. They have bosses that don't understand them. An interior designer said he's going in. He's going to work all day today, no matter what. And if he gets stuck, he'll be sleeping on the floor at work. So
Alice,
that's the way it's going here.
Alice, do you detect a boss resentment out there from the people who are forced to come in today?
I do. big time.
I can't tell you. We're furious at the powers that be here at WOR for making us come into work this morning.
No, we're not. Stop that.
We love them.
How dare you? Well, you know, it's like if you're forced to sleep on the floor or in a chair at work, you know, it's the ones that aren't getting put up in the hotels that are a little upset. You know what I mean? It's like if I get stuck here, I'm stuck in my office. I'm stuck in my chair. That's no fun.
I'll tell you how people will really be annoyed. You said it's light with the commute. What if this storm doesn't hit? I mean, people are really going to be. But because right now it looks like nothing going on. But I think that's false hope.
Well, you know what? On Friday, I didn't call in on Friday. I was down at the Jersey Shore. Natalie was like, "Do you have anything?" I'm like, "No, not really." And people are like waiting. Blah blah. I swear, at 10:30, the high tide came in. Beach Haven, the lower half of Long Beach Island, was flooded. You couldn't get your car through there. The winds were blowing so hard, I literally had to muscle my way. I could not open my car door, and I'm a pretty strong girl, as you well know.
Yeah,
It just picked up and came in, and that's what I think might happen with this storm. But you know what's going to happen if it doesn't happen.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait to talk to people tomorrow morning if this storm does not happen, because they will not be happy. They'll be out for race staging.
All right, Alice, I think it is going to hit. We'll check back with you later this hour, okay, kid?
The forecast looks brutal, brutal ahead.
It really does, and I think we really are going to get hit, and the winds, and I think
And coming at the worst possible time when you've got to commute home. So you've got to factor into your plans today.
Yeah, and I also think that there'll be some outages as well, unfortunately. All right, coming up next, the president says it is looking positive about North Korea. So there's a little silver lining. Let's hope. We've heard this before, but right now he says it's looking good, although he was very measured in his tone.
He was.
We'll discuss. We have an extended WOR Weather Channel forecast to let you know exactly when the storm is going to ramp up, and believe me, it's going to. Hey, here's Cindy from Flagstaff, Arizona. Dear Chamonix, your eyelid product is great. It really works. It worked on me the first time and every time after. Cindy's talking about Genucel's new eyelid lift. It's simple. She looks at her mirror every morning. She sees no bags and no droopy eyelids. Now it's your turn. Order Genucel right now and watch the bags under the eyes and droopiness disappear within 12 hours or your money back. Great deal. Call 800-611-9739 or go to Genucel.com now. But your order today will do something else. Chamonix is expanding its partnership with Women Aware, and Chamonix has been giving the exact package you get to a lady in a battered women's shelter every day of the year, and your order today will allow them to expand this effort nationally. That's a good deal. Go to Genucel.com right now or call 800-611-9739 to get the Genucel eyelid treatment absolutely free when you order Genucel bags and puffiness treatment. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-611-9739. 800-611-9739. Let's check out traffic. Here's Bernie Viter.
Good morning, everyone. This is Michael Riedel here with Len Berman, and we're going to be talking about the storm, which is headed our way, and I do believe we have the sanitation commissioner with us. Catherine Garcia, commissioner, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I have to tell you, I am very impressed. I came to work this morning, not much going on, but I saw plows rumbling all over downtown Manhattan. You guys are ready for what is coming our way.
Absolutely. This is a type of storm that you need to stay ahead of through the whole event. So we were getting salt down on the overnight and pre-positioning the plows for when we get to plowable depths.
Commissioner, you know, it's easy for people to think, it's just a little rain. I'm looking out the window. It looks like a little sleet right now, but I think we're fooled. What is your guidance telling you?
So we are expecting anywhere from 4 to 11 inches across the city. What we're seeing is that the rain-snow line is going to move back and forth literally across the city, so you could have a very different experience in southern Queens than the Bronx. But we are trying to make sure that we are being agile and focused on ensuring that we keep everybody safe today.
So tell us how you have to prepare differently for what might be happening in different boroughs. Can you give us an example?
Oh, certainly. So it's like we're just making sure that we have the equipment in the right places and that we're moving out to make sure that we're prepared for anything. You know, we're making it so that we're thinking everyone's going to get as much as 11 inches of snow, because this storm has changed its forecast multiple times. But when it starts coming down in the afternoon, it's going to be extremely heavy at times. And we do urge everyone who might be driving to be cautious. I mean, I hope that they can take mass transit, but if they are driving, it just, you know, it takes you longer to stop. Be careful out there.
Yeah, Commissioner, I think the real problem is people come to work this morning. I think it's not going to be so bad, and just maybe not be mentally prepared for what they could face this afternoon.
We've been trying to message that this is a strong nor'easter, and the likelihood of snow is much higher than it was last week. But as you saw last week, these storms can cause a lot of damage very, very fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Catherine Garcia, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. I know this is a tough morning for you, so we really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, Catherine Garcia, the sanitation.
She's impressive. She's on top of it.
No, she is. Absolutely. We've had her on before, and we're in good hands.
I do believe so. So, all right. Now we are going to check in with
Ray State.
WOR. Winter Storm Update.
Whoa, Ray's ominous sounding music. This is your special storm alert, Ray Stajic.
All right, Ray,
after
when?
That, John, I'm going to go hide.
John Williams composed those.
We want to know when. Nice. Just give us the big when, because right now it looks like nothing's happening. So when?
Yeah, you know, everybody wakes up in the morning when they're expecting snow the next day, and they always think it's going to be, you're going to wake up to a blanket of white. Well, that wasn't the case, and it's still not. After 11 o'clock, snowfall rates start to pick up. Starting to see the radar fill in right now. But some of that, it's actually in the form of a mix of rain and snow. Latest observation, still holding temperatures between about 34 and 36 degrees. Right now, colder up in White Plains where they're going to be all snow. But Teterboro, 35, rain, snow. Central Park, 35 degrees. A little sleet is mixed in, a little rain, too, with some of the light snow. But now we're starting to see a little more in terms of a more solid shield of precip development just to the south-southwest, just north of Philly and around Ewing and Allentown, and that's starting to spread north. So I think over the next few hours, lighter snow and rain and even maybe some sleet mixing in. And then as we go through late morning, midday on into the afternoons when the heaviest snow comes down. And the snowfall rates could get an inch or two an hour. So it's going to come down hard for a time this afternoon. I mean, don't think just because you didn't wake up to a blanket of white that we're not getting this. We are. And it's a, I'd say, pretty high confident forecast that we'll have in that 8 to 12-inch range. Now, certainly, there are going to be fluctuations. There's another model run coming out later this morning by about 10:30, 11 o'clock. If we make more adjustments, that's when they would be. And then the European model comes out early this afternoon. But right now, we're in that 8 to 12 range. Near the 8-inch, the further east you go, as you get out to Queens and Western Long Island, 10, 12 inches of snowfall in and around New York City and the five boroughs. So, you know, generally, we could hit double digits here. Could be an all-time snow for the date. Back in the 1880s, we had 6 inches of snow on this date. I think we will exceed that. 15, 16, maybe 18 inches North Jersey, parts of southeastern New York State. So as you travel north, it gets worse. The potential does exist for this to be a bigger event, but conversely, track a little bit further to the west and more mixing, could be less than 8 inches. But I think we're right in that range of 8 to 12 inches of snow for most of us. And as in any case, there'll be more in some spots, there'll be less, especially as you head east out onto Long Island.
All right, Ray Stajic, Weather Channel. We'll be back with you throughout the morning.
Okay.
Thanks, guy.
Right,
yep.
Right.
You know, we mentioned before the break, Michael, about the positive signs coming out of North Korea. Here's what the president had to say yesterday.
The statements coming out of South Korea and North Korea have been very positive. That would be a great thing for the world.
Well, it
we
would be.
Have come certainly a long way, at least rhetorically, with North Korea. It would be a great thing for the world. It would be a great thing for North Korea. It would be a great thing for the peninsula.
With the caveat, can we trust North Korea? Because
well,
they've
thing.
Done this before, Len.
Absolutely.
But they say, absolutely, we want an agreement. We're gonna de-escalate nukes. And then they just completely ignore everything.
Yeah, so I hope...
They lie.
I hope this is good. And if it is, the president deserves credit. But but you're just suspect of North Korea, because we've been down the road before, Michael.
No, absolutely. You know, and they said that we're not going to develop nuclear weapons under the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and then they want and they develop nuclear weapons. But I do think Trump put the pressure on them. Instead of, let's just ignore them. That was the previous administration's line. Let's just ignore them. They're a little tin pot dictatorship, not a threat. Trump's like, they got nuclear weapons. Well, you know what? I got a bigger nuclear weapon. I got a bigger button.
My button's bigger than your
so
button.
So you want to play around with me? I can bash you into the ground. So
let's keep our fingers crossed. That's all.
Tough love, baby.
Yep.
Tough love. All right. And now the news with Joe Bartlett.
All right, Michael, Len, we are dealing with this second nor'easter in 5 days. Really haven't felt the brunt of this thing yet. They are saying it's going to get worse as the day goes on. New York City schools are open today, but many around the tri-state area have decided to close. And in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy has already declared a state of emergency. It means government offices are closed and non-essential workers should stay home. How do you know if you're non-essential, I guess? New York City with 693.
We're all essential here.
I know we are. 693 salt spreaders out this morning in the city. 1,600 plows ready to go. You heard the sanitation commissioner. And all of this comes as we are still struggling to recover from the Friday nor'easter. 28,000 JCP&L customers in New Jersey don't have power. Con Ed has 18,000 still in the dark. And they've got the good news. They'll get it back on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming.
Assuming what?
Things don't get worse.
Assuming there's not another storm on the way. Duh.
Oh, yeah. All right. President Trump losing another member of his inner circle. Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn announced his resignation, stepping aside after losing the battle over tariffs on steel and aluminum. He was opposed to that. As a result of that resignation, which came after the markets had closed, the stock futures are sharply lower this morning. And Cynthia Nixon going to make the race for governor of New York a little interesting. She, from Sex and the City, is putting together a staff to run for governor.
Against Cuomo.
Against Cuomo.
That is interesting.
Now, she has floated this idea in the past, but this one looks real because New York One is now reporting that she has hired Rebecca Katz and Bill Hires for her teams. These are veterans that worked with Mayor de Blasio in his first campaign.
So essentially, Cynthia Nixon is far to the left of Cuomo, and she doesn't like his moderate middle-of-the-road stance, and she wants to be kind of a showbiz Zephyr Teachout?
Zephyr Teachout. And by the way, Zephyr Teachout challenged Cuomo 4 years ago.
Did better than expected, right?
She came very, very close to upsetting him. And Cuomo has a number of problems. Not the least of which is this Percoco trial.
And that's still going. It's still some jurors wanted to say enough is enough, but the judge said get back to work. I think they got today off, but they're going tomorrow.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, they are deadlocked. That's a typical one of these corruption trials that usually the bad guys get off. Anyway,
listen, I like Cynthia Nixon a lot. She's a terrific actress and a really lovely person, but I don't know about these Hollywood showbiz people jumping into politics. They make a lot of noises.
Yeah, like Ronald Reagan. Really, come on. Yeah, he's actors.
Al Franken.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Right. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I get it. Yeah.
Well, you want to hear what Governor Cuomo has to say about this? He was on a conference call yesterday. He was asked about it.
And on people who may not, may or may not run for governor on both sides of the aisle, that's up to them, and we'll deal with it as the campaign progresses.
It's definitely going to be a problem.
Thanks, Governor.
It doesn't sound too concerned to me. You know, a Sex and the City actress.
Yeah, now Sarah Jessica Parker ran.
She would win.
Or Kim Cattrall.
They would win.
Now you're talking.
They would win. And the first man of the city would be Matthew Broderick. There you go. Ferris Bueller is the first.
Bueller.
First Bueller. First
why not?
Why not? Exactly.
Why not?
These days, why not? Yeah. Right.
Hey, President Trump loses yet another member of the inner circle, and one of his advisors, allegedly, I say allegedly, Len, broke the law. We'll explain when we get back. Plus, are the power companies, how are they doing this morning? And now, let's go to traffic with Bernie Bider.
10 WOR.
And at 7:40, as we await the storm, along with Michael Riedel, let's immediately go to Mike Clendenin at Con Ed. The last report we had this morning, they still had 9,000 outages. Mike, is that number holding true, and are you worried it's going to go up later today?
Well, right now it's a little under 9,000. We just dispatched another a bunch of trucks to try to get back another 3,600 or so customers. They're going to keep working while the weather allows. So when the high winds pick up, they won't be able to go up into the buckets. But they're working right now to get that number down. Yep.
Mike, what preventative measures can you take in the face of the storm?
Well, you mean as a customer?
What's Con Ed going to be due to sort of?
Oh, okay. Well, we've got crews, ready to work, as I said, until this storm, makes it impossible to work. But we're basically just, we'll tighten everything up and get power lines in good shape and try to get as many roads cleared along with any down power lines out of the way so that plows can get through once the snow starts to pile up. And that'll make it a lot easier to get the restoration going again once the storm passes.
Hey, yeah. Mike, what made Friday so difficult, and why did so many people lose power, and why did it take so long to get it back?
Trees. I've had to put it in one word, trees. I mean, you got this storm that came in, and Westchester, in our service area, I mean, up and down the East Coast, all communities got hit. But in our service area, Westchester took the brunt of it. The long, sustained, very strong, near 70-mile-an-hour winds that lasted for hours after the ground was already saturated from a few weeks of rain and then more rain from the storm. All that wind came in, and trees knocking into power lines, big oaks. I'm sure you've all seen them, thousands of them, thousands of trees everywhere that took down power lines. And that is an intensive, methodical process of clearing roads, getting power lines out of the way, and crews going down there and having to get the lines back up, restore poles. I mean, you're really rebuilding the system. You're not just hanging a line back up. It's a rebuild.
So, and Mike, people should have flashlights, right? Battery operated radios. I mean, all the time in case stuff like this happens.
Absolutely. We always encourage that. I mean, on Friday when the storm was approaching, we issued some advisories and news releases. You know, just advising people that very thing. You know, stock up on whatever you might need for prolonged outage and make sure you're ready. Nevertheless, nobody wants to be out for a day, much less several days like this has been. And this has really, really, really tested everyone's patience. And we understand. We know. And with this other storm coming in, it's going to make things not better. It's going to make it worse. So we're trying to get as many restorations done this morning before the thick stuff really hits, and then we'll get ready for round two. I will, just because I'm old enough to remember, after Sandy, a few days later, there was a nor'easter. And,
I remember
a lot of my friends
who
just gotten their power back, lost their power again when the storm hit.
That was a bad one. Hey, thanks, Mike Clendenin and Con Ed. Appreciate it. We'll get back to you. Really nice of you. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Mike. So under 9,000, he says now. So, you know, we've taken calls all morning. This Park Slope story is really
resonates.
Two little kids, two mothers hurt, including a friend of yours, a Tony Award-winning actress. So Andrew in Brooklyn wanted to weigh in. Hey, Andrew, what's up?
Good morning, Len. Good morning. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Andrew.
I'm a longtime resident of Park Slope, and that really has hit home for me. I have grandchildren that live in the area, and they do use that street all the time. And one of my grandchildren is named Abigail, and it's really hitting me home. But what gets my goat a little is I think Brad Lander and the mayor should reexamine what they have done to that street from 7th Avenue to 3rd Avenue, how they made more restrictions, lane restrictions, bicycle lanes, city bikes. They have put so many lane restrictions. They should reexamine how much congestion they have made at that intersection.
You know, that's
what's got my goat. With all their engineering, I think it's caused more of a problem.
You know, Andrew, you bring up a good point here because I often ride my bike across the Brooklyn Bridge through Park Slope, and there are all kinds of bike lane things and signs, and I guess it can be confusing to a driver to have to pay attention to all of these restrictions and where to turn and what not to turn, and there's the bikes here, and you can't put the car where the bike is and this, that, and the other thing. It does get kind of confusing. Even when on my bike, I'm not quite sure where I should be going.
It's a very heavily traveled street. It goes from Park Slope all the way into Carroll Gardens, which feeds into Red Hook, which feeds into the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which feeds into downtown Cobble Hill. So it's very busy. There's a post office there. There's supermarkets. There's doctor's offices. There's a very industrial 3rd Avenue. It's busy. Subway station on 9th Street, of two subway stations on the F line and the R line. And then you have the bus, the crosstown buses, 5th Avenue bus, 3rd Avenue bus.
Wow. Sounds like a mess. Thanks, Andrew. We really do appreciate your insight. Thanks.
No excuses there for this woman, though, who ran over these kids.
She had her own problems.
Absolutely.
All right. A bunch of Donald Trump news. Gary Cohn resigning. I think that's a loss, the economic advisor.
Absolutely. He was a well-respected economist. Trying to get Trump off the populist rhetoric with the tariffs and whatnot and, make him a little more sensible. But he is gone now.
And we'll have John Carl, ABC News White White House correspondent coming up after the 8 o'clock news. He'll have some good insight on that. Okay, Stormy Daniels wants to sue. She's the porn actress. She says Trump never signed her hush agreement.
Didn't sign Dennis the Menace or whatever his alias was. He was supposed to append to that agreement.
Let's see. That former Trump campaign aide, Sam Nunberg, that wacko who was all over the news the other day.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
Now he says, okay, now I'm going to cooperate.
Yeah. Well, no, he also says, I'm a little worried about myself because of the way I came off on those interviews yesterday. That's to say, maybe I went to the studio from a bar and
he's
thinking
rehab.
About going into rehab and seeking treatment.
And how about Kellyanne Conway accused of violating federal law in her White House role?
Oh, yes, the Hatch Act, I believe it's called.
It
because
is.
She advocated for Roy Moore, and she's not supposed to do that as a government official. No campaigning, Lynn.
So she'll have to go sit in the corner with a dunce cap? Is that going to happen?
With Sam Nunberg.
All right. Coming up, Alice Stockton-Rossini at Penn Station. We'll see what the morning commute is. More important, what the afternoon commute is going to be all about. That's coming up next. You never have to miss Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning. Stay connected. Listen anywhere with the free iHeartRadio app, your favorite radio stations. Unlimited streaming music available now in the iHeartRadio app, and it's free at iHeartRadio.com. Traffic now. It's also free. Bernie Vider.
And a very good morning to you. This is Michael Riedel along with Len Berman, and we are gearing up for this nor'easter headed our way now.
It is coming. I think people now are saying, what? This is that.
I looked out the window here. There's not much going on,
no,
but we keep hearing, don't get lulled into a false sense of security because the afternoon is going to be brutal.
Ray Stajic of the Weather Channel says this is probably going to set a new record for snowfall on this date. March the 7th. So.
Yeah, 6 inches in the 1880s, but we're looking at 8 to 12 inches for New York City here and 4 to 8 inches along coastal Long Island. We got some flight cancellations here. Very important to check on your flights if you're trying to get out of the city. Newark Airport, 543 cancellations. LaGuardia, 437 cancellations. JFK, 448 cancellations. So if you're going to try to get out of the city on an airplane, I don't think that's going to be happening.
I just saw there's about 2,000 nationally, but adding up those numbers, about two-thirds of it is right here in the tri-state area.
Yeah. Now you're going to be snowed in here in New York, I think. So let's go to Alice Stockton-Rossini at Penn Station to bring us up to speed on what the commuters are thinking about today. Alice.
Well, you know what? I find it astounding how many people have no idea what they're going to do if they're stranded here today.
Really?
What are you going to do if you can't get home?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It is a good question, isn't it?
Oh, I have to wait for the next train, I guess.
Will your boss let you out? What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a mechanical engineer.
You get stuck here. Do you get put up in a hotel or what?
No.
No?
No, I have to put myself up.
They won't pay for a hotel for you?
No.
What's wrong with them?
That's a good question. We have to ask them.
Who are they? I'll go find them.
Well, that's the real issue, Alice, is that people are getting in just fine and don't think anything's going on, and they could get seriously stranded later this afternoon.
They won't even give the guy a sleeping bag.
Yeah. Well, this guy's a new bank employee.
What happens if you get stuck here?
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
What do you do?
I work for Apple Bank.
So if you get stuck, do they put you up in a hotel or make you sleep in a chair?
Not sure. To look for a hotel room myself wouldn't be a big deal.
Would the bank pay for it?
I'm not sure.
You better find out.
Boy, people have no clue, Alice. Where do you find these people?
Why do you keep saying sleep?
You know what?
Sorry?
It takes hours, Len. This guy has a backup plan. We got one with a backup plan.
You're going to work? What happens if you get stuck here?
I actually have the keys to my son's apartment if I get stuck.
That's a good one.
Take them. My company doesn't do anything.
Anything?
No.
They don't put you up for snowstorms?
Nope.
That's not right.
That's how life is.
But what do you do for a living?
I run the computer network for a college. Huh? So, yes.
Why is the college open?
You're asking the wrong person.
Should the college be closed?
I haven't seen any bad weather yet.
It's coming. It's coming.
I believe it when I see it.
I wonder if this guy's wife knows that he has the keys to his son's apartment. I'm just curious. Just wondering.
I gotta say, Alice, I love you. You're an advocate for commuters in a storm. You're doing really well in the
You're
advocacy
right
role.
I am. I'm an advocate for employers caring enough about their employees to take care of them if they get stuck.
Don't screw with Alice. Just don't screw with Alice.
Don't mess with me, Michael. Don't mess with me.
Absolutely. Give him a sleeping bag. And I don't know about sleeping in the chair. If I were stuck in the office, I think I'd probably sleep on the floor under my desk.
It's been done.
Sometimes it's been done after a rather boozy lunch in the newspaper racket over the
years.
That's
your business.
Yes. That's correct. Yeah. All right, guys. Do you have more time for one more?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Absolutely. What about the planes?
Okay. All right. These guys were so determined to come out for St. John's.
Okay,
check it
so
out.
What happened? You look lost. You're here with your suitcases and your bag.
We're not lost. We're just tired.
What happened?
Our flight from SFO to New York got canceled. And so we left last night and came in this morning.
So what do you do now?
I want to go to smoke whitefish and bagel.
Where are you guys from?
From San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh.
We get an extra day's vacation because of this. Yeah, we're going to have to hunker down somewhere and wait it out.
What are you doing here?
We're here for the Big East tournament.
And a Broadway play.
Okay, well, more important.
Go Big East.
Forget your Broadway. It's St. John's in Georgetown tonight.
There you go.
Hey, just like our show.
My son goes to St. John's.
Just like our show. It's sports and Broadway.
There you go.
Got both.
That's right.
Thanks, Alice.
There you go.
That's it. That's it. So,
hey, Michael, did you hear about this Mark Cuban story?
Yeah, another one is being accused of some sexual harassment, assault, actually.
Dallas Mavericks owner, but the police investigated back in 2011. This woman's claiming that he did some things he shouldn't have done while they're posing for pictures. And apparently the local district attorney said there was insufficient evidence. But this Cuban story has now surfaced.
According to a police report obtained, the woman said Cuban stuck his hand down the back of her jeans and...
Yeah. And did something he shouldn't have done.
With the penetration word. But he denies it. We don't know where this is going to go. All right. So a New Jersey guy wants to blow up the power company, Len. We'll explain. Plus, who is still out of power in the area? Coming up after Joe Bartlett and the 8 o'clock news.
Your new wake-up call. Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on the radio home of...